Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 119, verses 49 through 56. Remember your promise to your servant for which you made me wait. My comfort during my suffering is this, your word gives me a new life. The arrogant make fun of me to no end, but I haven't deviated from your instruction. When I remember your ancient rules, I'm comforted, Lord. But I'm seized with anger because of the wicked, because of those who abandon your instruction. Your statutes have been my song of praise wherever I lived as an immigrant. Lord, I remember your name at night, and I keep your instruction. This has been my practice because I guard your precepts. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 33, verses 12 through 23. Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, lead these people forward, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. Yet you've assured me, I know you by name and think highly of you. Now if you do think highly of me, show me your ways, so that I may know you, and so that you may really approve of me. Remember, too, that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "I'll go myself, and I'll help you." Moses replied, "If you won't go yourself, don't make us leave here. Because how will anyone know that we have your special approval, both I and your people, unless you go with us? Only that distinguishes us, me and your people, from every other people on the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I'll do exactly what you've asked, because you have my special approval, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please, show me your glorious presence." The Lord said, "I'll make all my goodness pass in front of you, and I'll proclaim before you the name the Lord. I will be kind to whomever I wish to be kind, and I will have compassion to whomever I wish to be compassionate." But the Lord said, "You can't see my face, because no one can see me and live." The Lord said, "Here's a place near me where you will stand beside the rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I'll set you in a gap in the rock, and I'll cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I'll take away my hand and you will see my back, but my face won't be visible." Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. "As you yourselves know, brothers and sisters, our visit with you wasn't a waste of time. On the contrary, we had the courage through God to speak God's good news in spite of a lot of opposition. Although we had already suffered and were publicly insulted in Philippi, as you know. Our appeal isn't based on false information, the wrong motives, or deception. Rather, we have been examined and approved by God to be trusted with the good news, and that's exactly how we speak. We aren't trying to please people, but we are trying to please God, who continues to examine our hearts. As you know, we never used flattery, and God is our witness that we didn't have greedy motives. We didn't ask for special treatment from people, not from you or from others, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles. Instead, we were gentle with you, like a nursing mother caring for her own children. We were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives, because we cared for you so much. You remember, brothers and sisters, our efforts and hard work. We preached God's good news to you, while we worked night and day so we wouldn't be a burden on any of you. You and God are witnesses of how holy, just, and blameless we were toward you believers. Likewise, you know how we treated each of you like a father treats his own children. We appealed to you, encouraged you, and pleaded with you to live lives worthy of the God who is calling you into his own kingdom and glory." Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. "Don't even begin to think that I have come to do away with the law and the prophets. I haven't come to do away with them, but to fulfill them. I say to you very seriously that as long as heaven and earth exist, neither the smallest letter nor even the smallest stroke of a pen will be erased from the law until everything there becomes a reality. Therefore, whoever ignores one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called the lowest in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps these commands and teaches people to keep them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I say to you that unless your righteousness is greater than the righteousness of the legal experts and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Faithfulness is what you want from me. Righteousness is what I long for, and righteousness is what I need. Righteousness is what you want from me. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. My heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all, my life in your hands. My heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all, my life in your hands. Oh, my heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from the same psalm that opened our time together, Psalm 119. My suffering was good for me, because through it I learned your statutes. The instruction you've given me is better than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Faithfulness, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.